This week's story is sponsored by Audible Kids. Please visit audiblekids.com/storynori for your free audiobook download.
Hello! Or I should say, Borada! Because this week's story comes from Wales. And as it happens, I come from Wales as well. And I can speak just a little bit of Welsh. Natasha Adevenui. That means my name is Natasha in Welsh. In case you've never been there, I better tell you that Wales is a small but very beautiful and mountainous country to the west of England and just across the sea from Ireland. And for this week's story, I'm wearing a daffodil, which is the symbol of Wales. Other Welsh symbols are leeks and dragons. Every year on the 1st of March, we celebrate St. David's Day. There are parades on the streets and people wave the Welsh flag with a red dragon on it. And some people wear leeks in their hats and others wear daffodils. St. David is Wales's patron saint, and he was born there around the year 500. In the Welsh language, he's known as Dewi Sant. There are loads of legends about him. And whether you believe all of them, or some of them, or not any of them, it's up to you. But before the story, I'd just like to tell you how you can learn some history while listening to an audiobook. Our sponsor, Audible Kids, has loads of educational books that you can download and buy. A popular one is called King Tut, and it's all about ancient Egypt and the pharaohs who built the pyramids and were buried as mummies. In particular, it tells you about the magnificent tomb of Tutankhamun, King Tut, and whether there really was a curse on anyone who entered it. To download this book, go to storynori.com and then follow the link in our sidebar to Audible Kids. From there, search for King Tut or look through the other non-fiction books. Now, where was I? Ah yes, the story. David's father was a king, and some say he was the nephew of King Arthur, whose knights sat at a round table. David's mother was a very poor but beautiful young woman, and the king did not look after her. When she was ready to give birth to David, she found that she was caught outside in a storm. The sky was filled with great flashes of lightning, and there were terrifying crashes of thunder. Hail and rain was coming down everywhere except on the very spot where she got herself ready to deliver the child. All around her was dry and lit by the sun. Soon after that, David was baptized by a blind monk. Some of the water from the font splashed into his eyes, and immediately he could see. When David grew up, he became a monk, and he travelled around Wales and England. He founded monasteries and churches, including the famous Abbey at Glastonbury, where it is said that King Arthur is buried. You can still see the ruins of the beautiful abbey to this day. David told his followers to be vegetarians, and of course, they ate a lot of leeks which grew in Wales. The monks who joined him had to give up much more. They didn't use animals for farming, and they even pulled ploughs themselves instead of using oxen. They weren't allowed to own any possessions. And if one of them said, "My book," he had to do a penitence, which is a kind of punishment. Despite his tough ways, St. David became very popular, perhaps because he had a gift of working miracles. For instance, when his neighbour's land was drying up, He stuck his staff into the earth and a spring sprung out of the ground. He did so many miracles that a local ruler became very jealous of his popularity. And his wife told him to send slaves with sticks to beat David and his monks. But as the slaves came to attack the monks, their arms lost all their strength, and all they could do was to hurl filthy insults at them. When they returned home, they found that all their master's cattle had died. The woman sent them back to the monks to beg forgiveness. And this time, when they returned home, all their cattle had come back to life. Another time, some of St. David's monks turned against him and decided to poison his food. But a friendly monk who lived in Ireland foresaw this in a dream, and he sent St. Scythian to warn David. There were no ships ready to carry Scythian to Wales, and so he waded into the water, and a sea monster picked him up on his back and carried him across the sea. When he arrived, he warned St. David that his monks had put some deadly poison into his bread. At dinner time, St. David took the bread and broke it into three pieces. He gave one piece to a dog and another to a crow. Both immediately died. Then he blessed the third piece and ate it himself. Everyone watching thought he would surely die too, but he was perfectly all right. Later, when a visiting monk needed to travel back to Ireland, David lent him his horse, who walked across the sea just like he was on dry land. Halfway across, he met St. Brendan, who was travelling on the back of a sea monster, and they both remarked what wonderful things saints could do. David's most famous miracle happened at a great religious meeting. There was a vast crowd of people in the audience, and none of the bishops who spoke could make themselves heard except for David. When David came to speak, the ground beneath him rose up into a hill so that he stood high above the crowd, and a dove landed on his shoulder. His voice rang out as clear as a trumpet. St. David is often pictured speaking with a dove on his shoulder. David became bishop, not just of the Welsh, but of all the Britons. At that time, the Britons often had to fight off Saxon invaders from Europe. Before one great battle, St. David told the army of the Britons to wear leeks in their hats as a kind of uniform. They won the battle. And ever since, leeks have been a Welsh symbol. To remember the victory, Welsh soldiers eat raw leeks on the eve of St. David's Day. St. David lived to be more than 100 years old. And as he was dying, the monastery in which he lay filled with angels. His last words were, "Do the little things in life." And to this day, that is a common saying in Wales. And those are some of the stories about St. David. I do hope you enjoyed them and that they gave you a little flavour of Wales 1,500 years ago. We have other saint stories on storynori.com. Including those of St. George, St. Patrick and St. Valentine. So do drop by soon and listen to some. For now, from me, Natasha. Bye bye!